How are you, Jessica?
I'm great, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Those no voters, except for Carol Wood, they avoid me like the plague. I feel a little abandoned.
I'm sorry to hear that. You know, they sometimes they like to dish it out, but they can't take it.
They cannot take it, can they? Well, let's talk about last night's meeting. It was decided in a vote to put it before the people about the project with the Red Cedar. Give us your perspective of that.
Well, what our Drain Commissioner, Pat Lindemann, has envisioned and planned in terms of low-impact development and stormwater filtration on that site is a beautiful opportunity. It's something that's going to benefit the environment. It's going to revitalize the land that we all know is just kind of sitting there overgrown right now. Pat's work is excellent. I mean, growth specs, Tollgate, you know, the other wetland-type projects he's done, he does good work, and he's been working on this project for a number of years. So I think that by selling that small section of the 12 acres of the property, basically we can avoid or limit needing to do any sort of assessment districts, meaning extra taxes for people, to do the stormwater project. And we would get some new housing and or retail or business, you know, commercial, some kind of new buildings there.
Jessica, there are people like Carol Wood, even though she voted in favor of putting it putting this on the ballot for the people to vote for. There are some that said that that land may be undervalued, that that's not part of the plan when it comes to what was going to be done with parks lands. How would you respond to that?
Well, they did go out and get the land assessed recently. And I think that, you know, they said it's worth around $5 million. If they can get that amount, I think that's great. I don't know. I mean, in its current condition and what the city is able to do to maintain it for that whole piece of land, not really bringing a lot of value to the residents right now, if any. It's interesting because there were several environmental groups there last night who were supportive of putting the measure on the ballot. And I think when the environmental groups come out and say, you know what, it would be worth it to sell a small piece of this public land, turn it into private property for the greater benefit of being able to do a project, a public project on the rest of the land, you know, that says a lot to me.
What was the holdup with the Waverly Golf Course and getting that on the ballot?
I'm not exactly certain what the no votes were about, but I'll be honest, I actually think it's better as far as the ballot goes that we handle these two issues separately. And it's because it's possible that whatever the reservations of the no voters last night at council were could be similar to what our voters and the public would feel. What we've got before us for Red Cedar is for the bulk of that land, for what the Drain Commissioner wants to do, he's spelled out, you know, pretty clearly what his ideas are. Whereas for Waverly, if we put it on the ballot for sale, yes, we would get requests for proposals, and we would be able to pick and choose. In the end, we wouldn't have to sell it to anyone. But it's still a very nebulous idea, and I think that there are some on council who would just really like to see the city keep that piece of property and use it for some public function.
Jessica, there are some who say that the city has purposely let the grass grow in those two vacant areas just to push their proposal through, because if it looked like an eyesore, that might help their side more. Do you think that those areas should have been mowed and properly maintained?
You know, I don't know the ins and outs of, you know, whether or not they were not mowed to make the new ideas more appealing. You know, that's possible. I do know that we were losing a lot of money on golf and on maintaining those as golf courses. And I think to maintain a golf course is a lot more complicated than just mowing.
All right, let's talk about this next topic would keep me from running for Lansing City Council. The projected budget deficit for 2013 is $20 to $15 million. Are you kidding me? How are you going to deal with that?
I know. After we already cut $20 million out last year. Yeah. It's pretty disturbing.
What can be done?
Well, you know, we're going to look at going back to the ballot for millage increases. And what we're talking about doing is sort of an a la carte menu option where voters could choose if they would want to designate some additional mills towards police, fire, and or roads. And you could choose one or more. And we'll see if we can get approval through that type of approach.
Well, that's interesting, giving the voters an opportunity to maybe not pick all, but pick what they think they can afford.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking about doing. And people might feel, okay, you know, I don't think we need more in this area, but I definitely want more in this area. And let people designate. I think the main opponents of the millage, when we looked at it earlier this year, their complaint was that we weren't giving them enough assurance that we would restrict it to police, fire, and roads. And they didn't know how much exactly we were going to designate to each one. And this sort of a la carte option may give voters that extra level of assurance that they were looking for.
All right, final question for you. Talking about putting something on the ballot, many folks have said that they thought that the city did a poor job in getting the word out. Many folks called this program, were on this program, and said, hey, I would have voted for it, but I didn't know.
I know what's happening.
Yeah.
I walked in my ward. I walked six neighborhoods in my ward with literature and information about the millage, and I walked on voting day, and a lot of people did not know there was a special election even taking place.
Well, that's got to change, doesn't it?
It does, and you know what? When we sat down and went through the budget last year, my biggest takeaway, what can I do, Jessica Yorko, as a city council person, is I thought I got to go out and talk to people about this millage proposal. And it did pass in the fourth ward. I don't know that other council members got out and talked to their residents about the opportunity.
So
or
when
if they did, they may not have talked about it in a positive light.
When it comes to signs, when it comes to commercials, when it comes to doing radio programs, when it comes to walking the neighborhood, who should lead that effort?
Well, you know, the police and fire were really, their unions were really leading it in that thing we did in the spring. But I felt a personal responsibility as a council person who deals with the city budget to let my constituents, let the residents of the 4th Ward know this opportunity is coming up. And I would hope that other council members would feel that same sense of personal responsibility.
Jessica Yorko is a Lansing City Council member. Jessica, appreciate your time, appreciate your candor. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tony. Take care.